USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. Above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. The high-security fencing is now gone from the U.S. Supreme Court. Crews removing the 7-foot-tall barrier that was placed around the building on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Police in Arizona say an armed man with a high-powered rifle wearing tactical gear killed two people and wounded two Phoenix officers. Police report the man left a hotel in North Phoenix late Sunday night and immediately began shooting at that same hotel. He then shot and killed a man and woman who stopped in their car to see what was happening and wounded two police officers who arrived at the scene. The man is also dead, but it's unsure if police killed him or he killed himself. More young children are getting poisoned by button batteries. A study published in the medical journal Pediatrics says trips to emergency rooms are soaring with one button battery-related ER visit every hour. These batteries contain lithium, which is toxic and can burn the esophagus. T-Mobile is adding Apple Plus as a permanent perk for its top-tier unlimited wireless plan customers. It had been previously offered free for 1 year after subscribing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon State Police are leading the investigation into a grocery store shooting that left multiple people dead, including the suspected murderer. Governor Kate Brown reacting by saying Oregonians should be able to go to the grocery store without fear of gun violence. Reaction is continuing to come in from a new plan President Biden announced last week.
Now that the Biden administration has put the student loan burden off the borrowers and onto the backs of the working class, Texas Representative Pete Sessions weighs in on Newsmax.
If we want to talk about this important issue of student loans, we need to go back to 2009. In 2009, the Democrats arbitrarily took student loans away from the marketplace and moved them to government. And at that time, they used the pay for by raising the amount of interest that would be paid on these student loans to help pay for their big government plan back in 2009 and 2010. Disrupted not only student loans, but disrupted some 300,000 jobs in the free enterprise system that did this.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Starbucks is bumping up the price of its pumpkin spice latte due to inflation. The coffee giant will be selling the perennial favorite for 50 cents more when the beverage becomes available starting tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.